After testimony in the Gun Trace Task Force trial revealed systemic corruption in Baltimore's police department, state lawmakers filed bills in Annapolis aimed at making the department more transparent and accountable. WYPR's Dominique Maria Bonesti reports that one of those bills would require state auditors to conduct a financial audit of the department every 6 years.
One of the charges against the members of the now disbanded task force was wire fraud for filing false overtime claims. One officer nearly doubled his salary, and that drew Baltimore delegate Corey McRae's attention.
We need to pay greater attention to overtime. We need to pay attention to the fiscal management practices.
McRae says the police department is not audited as much as other state-run agencies.
Because the reality is that the only people that's catching anyone stealing overtime has usually been a federal government looking at something else, and they by circumstance see that they're stealing overtime. This is able to get in front of it. We have to start to be proactive instead of being reactive.
McRae's bill comes as the public release of a city audit of police overtime use is being held up by a lawsuit. The Fraternal Order of Police is suing, claiming officers are being underpaid. City Solicitor Andre Davis says the issues are intertwined.
But you can't separate out the audit process related to the litigation from the broader question of what's going on at the police department. You just can't.
Delegate McRae says that while there have been plenty of reports of officer misconduct due to the consent decree,
I haven't seen anything to where there's the practices and the fiscal management practices of the Baltimore City Police Department, and I just find that a little bit challenging. And I know
City Councilman Brandon Scott, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, says he appreciates the efforts of Baltimore City lawmakers to reform the department.
So they get audited at the city level, to have it go and be audited at the state level because the state agency can only help. The more eyes, the better.
Ultimately, Scott says he would like to see legislative power over the BPD rest with the city government.
We have a great consent decree team, a great citizens oversight task force that are going to suggest and do all these great things that we should do. But at the end of the day, once they're gone, the power for the police department of Baltimore City should be in this building.
Other bills making their way through the General Assembly and supported by the City Council would, one, require the department to provide an annual community policing report to the state lawmakers, the mayor, and City Council. Two, provide and penalize officers who tamper with, disable, or fail to activate body-worn cameras. And three, authorize the department to keep track of handguns and ammunition they acquire from violent offenders. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh commended the efforts of state lawmakers to hold the department more accountable.
Well, we want the police department to be as transparent as possible. I think under the consent decree, it is requiring more transparency. And after what the city has just gone through, I think as transparent as we can make our police department, we ought to be about the business of doing that.
So far, one bill, the one penalizing officers who fail to activate their body-worn cameras, has been approved by a House committee. But none of them have made it to the House floor, nor has there been any action in the Senate. The Senate version of McRae's bill, sponsored by Baltimore Democrat Bill Ferguson, had a committee hearing yesterday, and there's less than a month to go in this year's General Assembly session. I'm Dominique Maria Bonesti for 88.1 WYPR.